Good morning, everyone. So the topic of today's shiur is a very practical shaila that comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. And the question is whether a person is allowed to clap on Shabbos. Are you allowed to clap on Shabbos? So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Beya, Daf Lamed Vav. And the Mishnah says that it's also to clap on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that it's also to clap on Shabbos. The Mishnah as well says that it's also to dance on Shabbos. And the reason is Shema Yisakein Klei Shir. Shema Yisakein Klei Shir. In the times of Chazal, these activities were very associated with musical instruments, and as such, it was usually done when accompanying the music that was being played by instruments. And the concern was that if we allowed a person to dance or to clap on Shabbos, he might eventually come lisaking klei shir on Shabbos or Yom Tov. He might come to fix an instrument that breaks while he's playing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And if he fixes it, he's going to be over the issur d'oraisa of makah b'patish. As a result, Chazal asered midrabbanan clapping and dancing on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this is the Mishnah Maseches Beya Daf Lamed Vav, and it's kepaskent as well in Shulchan Aruch in Archaim Simen Shin Lamed Tes Seif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says Ein Metapchin Lahakois Kaf Al Kaf, V'loy Mesapkin Lahakois Kaf Al Yerech, V'loy Merakten. You know, to dance, you know, to clap. And says the Shulchan Aruch, you're not even allowed to bang your hands on the table in a rhythm, because it's included in this general gzeiro Shemi Yisakein Klei Shir. You're not allowed to bang your hands on the table, you're not allowed to bang on something in some form of rhythm. Again, included in this general category of Isurim that are made Shemi Yisakein Klei Shir. That's the halach. However, the first heter that is brought down in the Poskim is a heter that is explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is that if it's lesapik la'achar yad, it's mutter. If you're clapping in an unconventional manner, if you're doing it in an irregular manner, it's mutter. If it's la'achar yad, if you do it with a shinui, it's mutter. And the source is Yerushalmi, that's mater, clapping, if it's done with a shinui. And as a result, there's a common practice to, in fact, clap while taking one hand and clapping by hitting it on the back of the other hand. Where does this minhag stem from? It stems from this halacha. This halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, which is brought in the name of the Yerushalmi, that the iser of clapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov does not apply if it is done with a shinui. Now, the Shulchan Aruch extends this iser and says that even if the objective is not to form some type of music or form some type of song or rhythm, rather, what you're doing is you're trying to play with a child. You're trying to make a baby smile, a baby laugh. It's still going to be usur. Even, says the Shulchan Aruch, lekashkesh be'egoiz letinuk, to bang on a nut in a rhythm for a tinuk, oy lesachik boy bezug kedei sheyishtoik, or you want to get him quiet. So you're making this banging sound in order to quiet the child. Nevertheless, it's included in the usur. It's still going to be included in the Isser because of Shema Yisakein Klei Shir. Now, there is a machloikis that is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Shulchan Aruch. The Trumas Hadeshen disagrees with this extension, and the Trumas Hadeshen holds that it's mutter. He says that if you're clapping on the table, you're banging on the table, you're making some type of noise, but it's being done for an ulterior motive, such as to try to make the child smile, to try to quiet down the child, it's going to be mutter because the iser doesn't apply when there is an ulterior motive. And his source is the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol used to be up on Leil Yom Kippur late at night, and he used to get tired. So in order to ensure they didn't fall asleep, the Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kohanim, would come and make these snapping sounds. They would snap in order to keep them awake. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, why was it mutter? Why was it mutter to snap in order to keep the Kohen Gadol awake on Leil Yom Kippur? Why is this not a violation of the Isser of banging and snapping on Shabbos? and must be that it was done merely to keep him awake. If you're just doing so to keep him awake, there's an ulterior motive. It's not done for the purpose of having some type of rhythm. You see that it's mutter. And therefore, the Trumas HaDeshen disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Mogen Avraham defends the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And says the Mogen Avraham, it's going to be mutter in the case of keeping someone awake. But in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, when you're banging on the egos, you're banging on the nut, in order to make the child smile or make the child be quiet after it's crying for a period of time, in that case, it's going to be also. Now, what's the distinction? Says the Mogen Avraham, very simple. If you're doing it derech shir, you're doing it with a rhythm, even if your purpose is merely to keep the child up, to quiet the child, or to make him happy, it's going to be a problem. Because it's derech shir. You're doing it in a rhythm. You're doing it derech shir. However, in the case of the Gemara in Yuma, when the Pirchei Kahuna, the young Kohanim, were trying to keep the Kohen Gadol awake on Leil Yom Kippur, they weren't doing so with a rhythm. They were just snapping. But they weren't doing so in order to provide him with some type of rhythm. In that case, it's going to be mutter. So that's the distinction that the Mogen Avraham draws. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, La'aloch and Simon Shin Lamates. He brings down from the Mogen Avraham that there's a distinction whether it's derech shir or not. If you're just trying to wake someone up and you're snapping, it's going to be mutter because it's not done with a specific rhythm. However, if you're specifically doing something derech shir in order to, let's say, make the child smile, it's going to be osir. As I said to Mishnah Berurah, and then he brings a shita that's even more machmer, the shita of the Tais V'Shabbos, who holds that even if you're trying to wake someone up and you're snapping in order to keep him up and you're not doing it derech shir, it's still going to be osir. But lemaisa, the Mogen Avraham Shita is that it depends. If you're doing so with a rhythm, you're trying to make a shir in order to make the child smile or keep quiet, it's going to be a problem. But if it's not derech shir, there's no specific rhythm that you are trying to provide, in that case, it's going to be mutter. Okay, so now we move on. So what do we have over here? We have an isser to clap on Shabbos. We have an isser to bang on the table if it's done in a rhythm on Shabbos. Not to bang on anything if you're doing so derech shir to provide the child or whoever you're doing this for with some type of rhythm. If you're doing it specifically to be derech shir, it's a problem. But if you're stomp snapping in order to keep someone awake, and you're not doing so specifically with a derech shir, with a rhythm, so according to the Mogen Avraham, it's mutter. And we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you do it with a shinoi, it's mutter. So you're allowed to clap if you do the clapping in an irregular way, such as hitting one hand on the back of the other hand, it's mutter even lechatchila. Now, the Ramah says that there was a minig to be makel about this entire halach. Says the Ramah in Simen Shin Lamites Sif Gimel, there was a minig to be makel about the entire halacha, that people used to dance on Shabbos, people used to clap on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that the Mishnah explicitly prohibits this. Nevertheless, the minig was to be makel. And the question is, what was the justification? So first the Ramah says that in Chanami, really, it wasn't justified, and we employ the idea of mutav shiyishayim vayu mizidin. We're afraid that they're not going to listen to us if we tell them that it's aser, and sometimes we just refrain from giving people teichacha, we refrain from admonishing people if we are concerned that they will disregard our teichacha. So, says the Ramah, perhaps that's pshat in this minig, that we didn't object because we wouldn't have been heard, and therefore there was no point of objecting. That's number one. Then says the Ramah, a tremendous chiddush, and this is a Taisvis in Beya Daf Lamed. Says Taisvis, the entire isser of clapping and dancing does not apply Bizman Hazeh. It does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? Because what was the purpose of the isser? Because you usually did so together with music, you usually clapped and danced together with music. And there was a concern that if the instrument would break down, you would fix it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's a Isser Derais of Makabe Patish. So therefore, we assered clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Zok Taisvis. We don't have any Bekiyas in fixing instruments today. We're just not good at it. We don't know what we're doing. And there's no concern. There's no concern. And therefore, says Taisvis, the Gzeira does not apply Bizman Hazeh. And the Ramah brings this down. The Ramah, in his second explanation of the minig to be makel, brings down this sheet of Taisvis that perhaps the entire isser of dancing and clapping does not exist today, because, says the Ramah, b'shem Taisvis, We are not bekiyin, we are not proficient in the art, in the technique of fixing instruments that might break on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore there is no iser of clapping and dancing on Shabbos. Do we paskin like this halacha l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be machmer. In spite of the fact that the Ramah does bring down the opinion of Tosfos, that perhaps the entire iser does not apply b'zman hazeh, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, a person must be machmer. A person shouldn't clap or dance on Shabbos. However, there's a very important exception to the rule. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a person could be mekel and be soimich on this kula that the Ramah brings down, the mokum mitzvah, which means that if there is a sheva brachis and the reason why you're clapping is letzorich mitzvah, you're doing so as a mitzvah performance, it's mutter because you could be soimich on this shita of Tosfos. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, what do we have? Halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to dance, at least in the real form of dancing. Perhaps if you just walk around in a circle, some place can say that's not considered dancing. But there is an isser of dancing, and there is an isser of clapping. Now, with respect to the isser of clapping, are there any heterim that a person could invoke b'zman hazeh? So, halacha l'maisa, we have two important heterim. Number one, if you're doing it with a shinui, it's mutter. So if you clap with one hand hitting on the back of the other hand, it's mutter, even the chatchila. And number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'mokum mitzvah, it's mutter. So if it's b'mokum mitzvah, again, you would have a heter, and the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, that in that case, it's even a heter l'chatchila.